questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, we have very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Nur Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Sheikh Nur Muhammad, for today's discussion, we have a very interesting topic, and that is wishing for death. Is it at all allowed in Islam for somebody wish for death or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, no. Nobody is allowed to do that, and actually it has been disliked in the divine religion of Islam to wish for death. And before that, I think we should analyze why the person wanted to wish for death.
Yes.
What is the you know, reason behind that?
Yes.
Maybe somebody wanted to do that because of some problems and difficulties and hardships. You know, maybe some of them, they have been fallen into financial difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, I don't know, some kind of disease and so on and so forth. And because of these difficulties, they wish for death.
Psychological, emotional problems of the modern world can also be the
different different problems could be, you know, involved here.
Yes.
On the other hand, we have some people, they wish for death because of some spiritual issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have all these cases.
Yes.
But generally speaking, it is not allowed to wish for death for any reason.
Yes.
First of all, I think we should go to the first case.
Yes.
Those people who wish for death because of the some hardships and difficulties.
Yes.
You know that I think these people should understand their reasons and philosophies behind these kind of hardships and difficulties. Just very briefly, one of the philosophies of these kind of physical hardships and difficulties is because of the perfection of human being.
That's right.
You know, it is naturally a human being wanted to, you know, have some kind of closeness toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get some kind of perfection.
Yes.
Why are these kind of hardships and difficulties? Mm-hmm. And of course, we have many other philosophies behind that.
You mean the tests and trials that are in the world as the hardships could also be a means of perfection for the human beings, of course, in the religious and spiritual sense of the word. Because in the modern world, in the capitalist liberal understanding of the world, difficulties and hardships are not concerned as a kind of means for perfection or something like that.
Exactly.
They are an obstacle on the way.
Exactly. I want to say that we do not want to go to the old philosophies of that. For example, sometimes human beings themselves, by their choices, they have created these kind of difficulties and hardships. Okay? And we have different philosophies behind that, but part of the philosophies and wisdoms behind the hardships and difficulties of human being is for him or her to get perfected.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
And of course, why are these hardships and difficulties, the potentialities of human being indicate itself, and you can get more perfected through these hardships and difficulties?
That's right.
But as I mentioned, some people, maybe they wish for death because of some spiritual issues. They wanted to some kind of get closeness toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
And this idea is rejected too.
Mm-hmm.
I said that in the beginning that we have no evidence in the divine religion of Allah, Islam, that you are allowed to wish for death.
That's all right. There is no wish for this by the saints and the great men of Allah, including Prophet Muhammad and the infallible Imams, the Aimmatul Masumin. But the case is that at the same time, they do not fear death as the ordinary people might. Death for them is a sweet transfer from this world to the other world to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly. They are not fearful of death, but we are talking about wishing for death.
That's
okay?
Right. Okay.
It has been not allowed to wish for that. Rather, we have, if you're, you know, spiritually speaking, we have in the verse of Noble Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي.
That's right.
If you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you feel some kind of affection toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should follow me,
yes.
Noble Prophet Muhammad, referring to him.
Okay.
I want to say that very briefly speaking, if you feel some spiritual issues, mm-hmm. you should do that via obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
Showing your servitude toward mm-hmm. him, not wishing for death or, for example, anything else. I want to say that obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes, you know, requires very hard effort from you.
Okay.
Or, for example, sincere action toward other people and different branches of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a reality of this kind of, let's say, moral, you know, let's say, a spiritual journey toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Even literally speaking, we cannot wish for death on our tongue. I mean, in our speaking. Sometimes we see the people when are in difficult situation, they wish for death or they start self-cursing or cursing others, okay? All these must be replaced with the concept of shukr or thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there is always a more negative aspect or side to the story you are in.
You know, shukr or gratefulness toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or optimism.
Yes.
Why we should not be to have some kind of optimistic approach toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
That we have husnul dhanni billah ta'ala, which means to have some kind of optimism toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have positive expectation from Him, the Almighty.
Okay.
This is very important in the different narrations of Ahlul Bayt, that you should always have some kind of optimistic approach and expectation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's all right. We know that we are living in a world nowadays, according to the statistics, the rate of suicide and commitment of suicide is really high. Living in this modern world with all its developments, the human beings, because of the lack of spirituality and religion, are getting somewhere to commit suicide. And in most of the cases, when you just refer to the cases of the suicide across the world, you can find the social, personal, we can say, problems that are taking place in the modern world. I think that wishing for death, if it is, we can say, it becomes a habit for a person, will get somewhere like committing suicide, isn't it?
Exactly. It's, you know, it's kind of some steps toward that.
Yes.
It prepares you to have kind of to commit this suicide. Because if you always, you know, make your mind busy with different these kind of negative thoughts that, you know, I do not have hope, I wish for my death, and these kind of negative ideas, gradually you become prepared to commit this crime of suicide.
Yes.
And it is very dangerous. And because of that, we are not allowed to do that wish for death.
Yes, lose of hope is really a danger. Yes, lose
rather,
of hope.
Exactly. Yes. Rather, we should be hopeful, optimistic, and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and increase our understanding of religion.
Yes.
This is very important. And real spirituality, which is, you know, embedded in this divine religion of Islam.
That's all right.
And, you know, to have some kind of reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we call it tawakkul.
Yes. Really, the concept of tawakkul is beautiful because it, every day with all this problem, it gives you a ray of hope in the heart that there is a light in front of your eyes. Just go towards it, okay?
A lot of hopes that we have.
Yes.
I don't know why despair, why stress.
Okay.
Even, you know, within the hardships, If you go to the different difficulties and hardships, still you have a lot of hopes.
That's all right.
Toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the meaning of reliance in Allah, which is tawakkul, according to the narrations, that it means that you should not be fearful of anything.
That's all right.
Or any, you know, nothing can threaten your life.
Yes.
Nothing can takes away your hope. Allah takhafa ma Allah ahada.
That's right.
Which means not to be fearful of anything when you feel that you have some kind of, you know, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
You know?
That's all right. Okay. Do we have any special case in religions or any personality wishing for death? And is it the same, we can say, do we understand or interpret it as this? We can say physical death that we have. Do we have any example?
In the verse of Noble Quran, we have one, maybe one an example in this regard about Lady Maryam or Lady Mary.
Mary, okay.
We have that in the verse of Noble Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya laytani mittu qabla hada wa kuntu nasyan mansiya. I wish I had been died before that and I have been forgotten totally. In this beautiful verse of the Noble Quran, Lady Maryam, we should look at the context of the revelation. Lady Maryam, because, or Lady Mary, she was single and, you know, let's say single and virgin.
Yes.
And in that situation, she got pregnant with Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Okay. And in that, you know, disastrous situation, she asked for her death because she was very fearful of the accusation of people towards her.
Yes.
And because of that, she asked for death. And actually, it's kind of metaphor in this verse of Noble Quran. And because she was feeling kind of a stress and pressure from the people around her that they're going to accuse her of, you know,
adultery or something like that.
And of course, it was she was very far from that. She was pure lady from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually, you know that in the verse of Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted Jesus Christ to her via miracle.
Yes.
But people, ordinary people, could not understand that.
Okay.
And they were easily accused her of adultery. Na'udhu billah, we take refuge of Allah from these kind of accusations. But because of that, she kind of metaphorically asked for death because of this kind of pressure she was feeling. So it is not, it has nothing to do with our discussion of having and asking for death and wishing for death. Okay? Yes. The case is totally different from that.
So in such situation, was there any kind of asking for death by Lady Mary or something like that?
You know, it's showing kind of, you know, if you go to the Arabic literature, it's kind of metaphor that when you feel heavy pressure and you cannot stand it, sometimes you ask for your death.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
It's kind of a spiritual idea that they are going to accuse me of this, you know, adultery and so on and so forth. And because of that, she asked for her death.
That's right.
But our discussion is about some people, because of some, I don't know, financial problems or any other, you know, materialistic problems, they ask and they wish for their death.
That's all right. That's all right. Especially in this modern world with all its difficulties and hardships, the people are day by day losing hope in Allah, in God, and in the term of course, in spirituality. Instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they rely on the people around. So when the people around are doing some mistakes, they lose all their hope and there is no way back, okay?
Exactly.
So for example, they ask for death, they commit suicide, or maybe they kill others or assassinate others in the society. And these are the problems of the modern world. And according to so many people, religion and spirituality, and the true sense of the world, in the Islamic sense of the world, can be a nice healing for such people, because it gives them hope, it gives them, we can say, a light for future and for living around the family and the society.
And more than that, you know, if you have this kind of accurate understanding of universe, actually this, you know, divine religion of Allah, which is Islam, gives you some kind of worldview.
That's right.
You know, that's accurate right. understanding of universe that mm-hmm. you're living. What is a philosophy of creation? What is your destination?
That's right.
What was your origin? What you have been created for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes. many questions that this divine religion provides you with beautiful, you know, accurate answer for.
To the philosophy of life. Thank you very much, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, for a nice elaboration regarding the wish for death and is it at all allowed in Islam or not. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information and to download for free our previous episodes, refer to our website, parstoday.com/en/call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن